What a terrible confession to make that these are the easiest bits to translation. I mean, it seems revolting in a proper sense that you think, oh gosh, and there's more gore and destruction and horrible wounds. But I just can't explain it. Somehow, they were the bits that script went most easily into translation. In that context, one of the things that has always struck me about the Iliad is the almost technical interest in wounds. And in fact, some research has been done on this by medical people. I mean, sometimes the wounds are so outrageous and so crazy that, you know, they couldn't have happened. But very often they do. You know, a spear will go in at one point and come out at another, severing the tongue on its way or something else extremely unpleasant. This is totally possible. And I wonder whether, I don't know what Barbara thinks about this, because we haven't spoken about it, but I wonder whether the audience, many of whom would have had direct experience of warfare, in the citizen army, as the case may have happened, would have really been interested in a technical sense of what actually happens if you drive a spear in here. Where does it come out, and what happens in between?
You have to think about early audiences of the Iliad as being very familiar with close combat warfare. They saw wounds, they died, they were right there, and they knew not just about wounds, but also about what it takes to walk forward towards a wound. And that is something that you see that is very interesting. The wounds themselves are horrific, and I have to say that reading through the Iliad from beginning to end, as I did for a final sort of read through the translation, that is the thing that strikes you most. Because in a way, when you teach a bit or another bit, you look at the speeches, you look at the bits where there might be some women, or you look at the big questions, the embassy to a police. But then book after book after book, there is graphic description of violence. And painful description of violence. You can really feel the pain as the typical spear goes in. And Homer tells us the event is right there, as we see the genitals and the belly button, where it is the most painful. And you get a very clear sense of physical sense of what it does to you. They are realistic things. They are absurdly elaborate and unlikely sometimes, but if you go through medical reports, a doctor said to me that he had someone who came in stabbed in some situation where the knife was beating to the heartbeat, and that's one of the descriptions that we get in Homer. So we get a very real and horrific sense of what it's like. No movie version of the Iliad is as horrible